Hi everyone, this is Coconut English. Welcome to Julie's Morning English Class. Assessing rooms, and now it was 2 in the evening. And another thing goes, an early bird catches a worm. So what are you going to get at this morning? Do you follow me? And I'm hoping that you can spend a wonderful and meaningful time here.Weaver will sing, That seems possible. That seems possible. It usually means that a speaker feels something is logical or easy to understand. Guess what it is. Let's listen to the following mini situation dialogue to get the answer. It happens between two co-workers.Let's see what is happening.
It's really difficult when a family member is sick.
I can imagine. You must be very worried about your mom.
Okay, all my dear listeners, have you got the answer? It is.I can imagine. The Chinese for it is, 是呀，我理解 or 我知道。If someone burdens his mind to you, this would complex the role to console him or her. Let's look at the sentence structures about this word. I can imagine plus noun.A noun can be put after verb imagine. I can imagine that plus subject plus verb. An adjective clause, which is introduced by that, can be put after the verb imagine. Let's take a look at two examples. I can imagineIt must have been like a nightmare. Here is a word, nightmare. Nightmare here means a dream that is very frightening or unpleasant. I can imagine Dad is excited about getting married. Here is a useful phrase.To be excited about something. It means feeling or showing happiness and enthusiasm. For example, new restaurant is nothing to get excited about. Don't get excited by sight of your name and point. What's more, another situation a dialogue. Let's have a look at. Sorry about the mess. It's been busy lately, I can imagine. Here is a useful phrase in this dialogue. To be sorry about. To be sorry about means full of shame because of something bad. For example, Aren't you sorry for what you have done?Next, I need your cooperation. Be active and answer my questions. Finish listening to the following two dialogues again. First of all, I tell you my questions. My questions are as follows. Number one, what happens to Mary's mother? Number two,How does John console Mary? Number three, why does Tim say that he's sorry? Number four, why does Ruth say it can't mention? Now, listen to the following two dialogues again. Dialogue Dialogue 1. It's really difficult when a family member is sick. I can imagine. You must be worried about your mother. Dialogue 2. Sorry about the mess. It's been busy lately. I can imagine. The suggestive answers are as follows. Number 1. Mary's mother is sick. Number 2. He says he can imagine how difficult it is when a family member is sick. Number 3. Because his room is in a mess. Number 4. Because Tim's been busy recently and have no time to clean up his room. Today, we've learned one short sentence using spoken English. I can imagine. I can imagine. By the way, we've learned two set phrases. To be excited about something and to be sorry for something. Here, both about and for are used to introduce a course. Well, let's call it a day and be an early bird to watch our Julie's morning English class from Coconut English. Thank you for your participation in today's study activity. See you next time. I think it's not your place, it's a